Off with the Jewish holidays, more so the Jewish calendar, and then we'll go from there and maybe discuss a little kosher and then anything else that might come up. So in Judaism, we follow the lunar calendar in contrast to the solar calendar. The differences in practicality is the solar calendar, January, February, March, it's 365 days and change in a couple of hours, while the lunar calendar is 354 days. So therefore, there's an 11-day difference. So I always say tongue-in-cheek, I say, so it won't be Jewish people, because I'll explain in a second, we also follow the solar calendar. But let's say, I think Muslims, Arabs, maybe Chinese, they go by a strictly lunar calendar. So I'm just saying is, really, in theory, you could live the same amount of days, but if you live like 70 years, so every year you gain, so you're actually, you're older in years, but not in days. But either way, so it goes to, so there's 354 days in a year in a lunar calendar, and therefore, let's say if you follow strictly lunar, you don't have any seasons. What do you mean? Of course you have seasons. We seem to be going from winter to summer these days and skipping spring and fall, but there are seasons. What I mean to say is, let's say Ramadan. So Ramadan canon does, Ramadan's a fast day, I think they fast 30 days in the Muslim religion. So they could fall at any time of the year. In fact, it does. It falls out in the summer, winter, spring or fall. I'm sure they prefer it in the winter since the day's over at 4:35 as opposed to 9 o'clock at night. I know, because we have fast days also. So we have in Jewish law, so we have five or six fast days. Some begin the night before, we'll get to, and some just begin in the morning. But either way, so we follow the lunar calendar, but we have what I call a solar correction. A solar correction means it's already set up. It's seven times every 19 years, so a little less than 3 years, we add an extra month. For us, a Jewish leap year means we add 29 days. So it'll be 383 days. A solar leap year is February 29th, one day. So why do we follow a lunar calendar, but then we make a leap year? Because we have to... Well, in the Bible, it says the Jewish people are compared to the moon, so we have to follow the lunar calendar. However, it also says in the Bible, the Torah, that Passover has to be in the spring. Different holidays are connected to their agricultural season. So if we didn't have a solar correction, then it would be Passover would come out any time of the year, like Ramadan. But in Jewish law, you can't have that, because Passover must be in the spring, so that's why on the English calendar this year, it says people, you'll hear some, the holidays are coming early this year. Well, meaning they're really coming on time, but on the solar calendar, they're coming early. So for instance, this coming year, so Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, it can fall anywhere from the beginning of September to the end of September, beginning of October. Like I remember, like a couple of years ago, it started on September 30th, Rosh Hashanah. This year, we're on the other end of the scale. It's the Labor Day weekend, Monday night. In all Jewish holidays, it says in the Bible, and it was evening, and it was day one day. So we begin our day at night. Of course, we know the sun doesn't come out till the morning, but legally speaking, let's say someone gets, like now it's, wait, but let's say in theory someone gets married at Monday night, so really on the day you put Tuesday's day. That's why we start all Friday night is the beginning of the set. We begin all at nightfall is the beginning of the day, and then from a legal point of view and also from a practical point of view. So what happens is, we have a leap year, because we have to. So this year, all the holidays are going to be finished by, I think, September 28th. So I'm saying this year, All the holidays would be done in September. I mean, on the Jewish month of the year, it's all the same, but I'm just pointing out, so therefore could people get confused. Like, I thought, like Hanukkah this year, many times falls out during Christmas season, but this year, you know, when it is November 29th or November 27th, it's closer to U.S. Thanksgiving. It happened with it in the past 5-10 years. So I'm just saying, so on the English calendar, there's no date. It's just whatever it happens. It'll probably be every year will be a different date on the English calendar. On the Jewish calendar, it's the same date, but from what it appears to those who follow the solar calendar, it's going to be totally different. The reason is because we follow a lunar calendar. However, we have a leap year to keep the holidays in the season. And what's the philosophy behind, why not just make it just solar or just lunar? Like, why do we have to, what's the message that we combine both lunar and solar? So the commentators explain, because what does the sun represent? We know there's a song, Sunrise, Sunset. We basically know, if you know where to look, you know where to find sunrise, and you know where to find sunset. Unless you're in different places of the world where you have some long days. But generally speaking, you have a sunrise and a sunset. So basically, that's consistency day in, day out. On the other hand, try finding the moon at night. Half the month, it's not visible. On the other half, it's waxing bigger and smaller. So I know, because I know from the Hebrew date, so when it's the 15th of the month, that's when it's in a big form. So the question is, the moon represents change and creativity. It's always on the move. You never know where it's going to be. Even when you look, you have to see, you're looking the wrong way, you're not even going to see it. And who looks up in this, if something falls on our head or if it's raining, maybe we look up in the sky. Back in the day, they used to figure out astrology. Today, we have our iPhones or whatever. We look at the calendar. We don't look at the stars and see what's going on. We won't learn anything from that. But we look at on our phones, etc. So, what does it represent? So, in life, every person needs a roof over their head, food on the table, basic living conditions, and everyone needs that. That represents the sun. Everyone needs a certain consistency day in, day out. But everything in life, if you do the same thing all the time, whether physically, spiritually, eating the same food, you get bored. So you need some creativity in your life as well. So the moon, again, if you just do the moon, like you can't live a life being on a camping trip your whole life, maybe if you're a hiker, maybe. But generally speaking, it's not usually that fulfilling. If all you're doing, it's good to do it. You need a break or vacation. So the sun represents consistency. The moon represents change and creativity. In humans, we need both. We need, like as they say, because we have a body and a soul. So monkeys may be happy eating bananas all day, but humans wouldn't be. And even if you probably have wings and steak and that, I mean, after a while, you get tired of that also. You need both. You need both the combination of consistency and creativity. And that's why in Judaism, we combine the solar calendar and the lunar. So we basically follow the lunar calendar, but a little less than every 3 years, we make a leap year, and we add another month in order to ensure that all our holidays fall out in the appropriate time. And that's why not just pick one or the other? Because we know both is important. You have the message of the sun is consistency, and the message of the moon is creativity and change. Any questions on that, on the Jewish calendar?